This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1856. There's no rhyme or reason how to say it doesn't make sense in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Why are there so many stars? Why is the sky blue? Are there some questions you just can't answer? Learn what to say in these situations in English today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's everything going? Good to see you on video today.
Yes, guys, we are over on YouTube. So go on and make sure that you also subscribe or follow us on YouTube.
I know. We try to put a few videos a week on YouTube, so guys, don't miss it. Michelle, what are we getting into today? What's the topic for the day?
Okay, well, this is going to be good. So, Lindsay, does it bother you? Are you one of those people that gets bothered when there's no true explanation for something, when something isn't logical?
Definitely, yeah. Because I'm already confused. I think I shared on another podcast. I'm already confused like 75% of the time about everything. I just find things confusing. So when it's really confusing and there's no logic, it definitely bothers me. What about you?
I think it's frustrating when there's no like good explanation for something, especially, you know what, when there's like some sort of random rule and it doesn't make any sense, and like it gets frustrating.
Oh yeah. And I know people in the workplace really don't like this. Right? If you have a company and you're going to set rules, there has to be a reason for them. You have to be able to justify that to your team or your employees. Right. Otherwise it just feels kind of meaningless. And I think the days of meaningless rules at work are over, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So I think a lot of people get bothered by this. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, does it bother you when you can't find the answer to why someone behaved a certain way? What if we're talking about just like how someone acts?
Oh, that's even more complicated. Why do you think I was a psych major, right? Because people are interesting, right? People are fascinating, and it's the one topic we'll never fully understand, you know, is people. It does bother me sometimes. Like, where did that come from? Why are you doing this? And it could be related to something you have no idea that's going on, right?
Right. That's true. That's true. And we like always try and make sense of things, but And then the other thing is if there's some sort of system, right, that you feel like we were talking about the rules or I don't know. I'm thinking about like even as a kid, did you ever like argue with your parents when they said you couldn't do something, and it was like, oh, just because I said so, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's the worst. That's the worst. But sometimes parents don't really know why, or they don't have an answer, so they just say.
That's true. That's
what do you do, Michelle, as a parent? I mean, what do you do when you just don't want to allow your son to do something, but you don't necessarily have a reason why? And that's valid too.
Luckily, he's too little to understand that. But at the same time, that makes him. Since he is so little, it's like, he really won't take no for an answer.
Yes.
And you can't reason with him because he's three.
True. I love that. Yeah, but soon he'll grow up and you'll have to be ready for it.
yeah. So, guys, we're talking about this idiom today that is very useful in these kinds of situations, to describe these situations. So what is it, Lindsay?
Okay, this is a great one for today, guys. So no rhyme or reason. Is that the expression for today, Michelle?
That's the expression.
Love it. Love it. Oh, this is fun. And actually, I definitely use this a lot. Absolutely. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No question. Yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll tell, what does it mean?
Well, no rhyme or reason is just what we've been saying. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Something happened and it makes zero sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zero sense. People, that's actually a good expression to add to a bonus today, because I feel like people say that little chunk a lot. It makes zero sense. Like they might say makes no sense, but also kind of a cool way is to say it makes zero sense.
Exactly. It makes zero sense. Lately, that one is kind of in fashion, right?
Yeah, very fashionable.
Yes.
So, all right, let's give some examples. So I'll do the first one. So there's no rhyme or reason as to why the school is closed on this day. It's so frustrating.
I love that. That's so good. Yeah. So for whatever reason, they just said school's closed. They didn't tell you why. So there's just no rhyme or reason to it, right? That's a good one. Here's another example. There's no rhyme or reason why she says 8 a.m. won't work. I don't get it.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not offering any explanations. I'm just saying, Michelle, I just can't meet at 8 a.m.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Or here's one more. That's what I decided. There's no rhyme or reason to it, but I'm just going with it and I won't change my mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very hard to deal with this kind of situation.
Yeah, it is. What about in business? Can we use this in business? I think we can, but we got to be careful.
Yeah. I think asking questions is better. Instead of declaring, oh, there's just no rhyme or reason to this, you could say, what is the reason? Like, can you share with me what's going on? You know, maybe someone is dropping the ball a little bit on their tasks at work. And instead of just reprimanding them, you could say, hey, what's up? What's going on? What can I help with? Yeah. And then you find out they moved somewhere, like they moved to another country and they're getting set up and organized. Right. And then, oh my gosh. Okay. That could be a thing, right?
Right. Exactly. And in personal life, I think it's definitely, you know, very good to use this expression. It kind of, like, using it helps you kind of convey that frustration if you're talking about it. If you're the one talking about the thing that has no rhyme or reason, I think it's good to express yourself.
Yeah, I agree too. Yeah, but this is really, you know, this is a way to go to that next level of being even more verbal or communicative, right? Saying, I just don't get it. There's no rhyme or reason. Fantastic.
Yes. I mean, but this goes back to kind of this idea of, like, do we have to understand everything? Do some things just require no explanation? And do we have the right to understand why everything's happening all the time and why people make certain decisions?
I don't think we do, actually. Yeah, I think that this is where we get into the kind of the more metaphysical why certain things happen.
Yeah.
You know, we can't, if it's just talked about people's behavior, we can't possibly understand every single thing that's influencing what's in their head, right? Could have been something that happened when they were 10 years old. Who knows, right?
Right.
And so for that reason, I think we can't, especially with people.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know. I agree. I think sometimes we can't, even though it kills us sometimes to not understand, you know, why something happens and why something is going a certain way. Sometimes we don't have to, like, and we have to kind of find peace with that.
Yeah, it's kind of like embracing the mystery of the universe, right? It's not just with people. It's about other things, like why is the sky blue? Well, I guess there's probably a physical, like, scientific explanation.
Yes.
But in a way, it just is. And, you know, why are there so many stars? Why not just say, how amazing is it? Why can't I just enjoy the fact that there are so many stars?
True. You know what? I have to call Dan out for this because he always he always asked me, before we even had our son, like, he would always ask me questions. I'd say, like, are you preparing me for when we have a child? Because he would always ask me these kinds of questions that require deep thought. And I'm like, can we not?
That's
like,
so funny. That's so funny.
I don't know. So whenever one of those comes up, I'm like, kind of give him this look. And I'm like, I don't want to. I can't do this right now. I mean,
it's fun to be curious at the same time, right? I mean, it's fun to wonder these things and it's good to be curious. Yeah. But I feel like sometimes it's like, okay, let's just, instead of asking the question, let's just enjoy the thing. Because if we're going to spend our time with our nose in a book or a dictionary trying to understand why there are so many stars, we're actually not going to be watching the stars.
Yeah, right. Or he'll ask me, like, oh, what do I think is going to be the future of such and such? And it's kind of complicated. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I can kind of understand Dan, like, why he wants it. It's like a curiosity, right? Like, you just want to kind of think about those things. Yeah, I get that.
He's a curious person.
Good. That's just a good quality.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's talk about some other ways to say it. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, so this is the response. This is another thing. What means rhyme or reason, right? The same. Yeah. These mean the same thing. Okay, that's just how it is, right? That's just how it is. This could also be a response, right? If someone says there's no rhyme or reason,
it could also be a response. That's right. That's just how it is. It's like, oh, there's no. Yeah, but in a way, it's also a response. Yes,
exactly. So here's a sample sentence, guys, and stop the podcast. Write this one down. I don't know why the sky is blue. That's just how it is.
Right. So I could have said, I don't know why the sky is blue. There's no rhyme or reason. Of course, there is a rhyme and there is a reason to this. This is science. But, like, just an example, it does make me think of kids. Like, if I didn't feel like answering the question, I might just say, oh, there's no rhyme or reason, or that's just how it is, or, so it could be a good answer for that type of question to a child.
Exactly. And then what would be another one that we could say instead of this?
Okay, so you could say there's no logical explanation.
Yeah, so that's a bit more straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. This kind of language, there is no logical explanation. There's, for example, there's no reason she can't make it. There's no logical explanation. I think she just doesn't want to come. And I don't know if we've actually ever done, maybe this is an idea for later, another episode in the future, Michelle, but I'm not sure if we've done an episode on to make it somewhere, meaning to be able to attend.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah, put that on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, so our listeners need to know that can you make it means can you attend, not can you, like, make the cake or something.
Okay, I am typing this up right now.
Yes, good stuff. Okay, this one is fun and very high level. The last one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it?
All right, it's nonsensical. This sounds very smart to me, right? This rule is totally nonsensical, meaning it doesn't make any sense. It has no logic to it, right?
Right. This is a very high level word. So it's fun to say, nonsensical.
Yeah. And if you're taking the IELTS exam, guys, by the way, if you don't know that we have a whole other podcast where we just focus on IELTS, go and search for the IELTS Energy podcast. But on IELTS, I think this one could be really useful. Very high level language. You could put into your speaking part 3, where you're asked about societal issues, or writing task 2. Okay. So just keep that in mind.
Exactly. All right. Awesome. So, we gave you a few other ways to say this. So, should we get into the role play?
Yeah, let's do it, Michelle. So what's happening here? I am explaining the rules to you about a game. Okay.
Yes.
This is where I could imagine using this, because sometimes game rules are like, I just don't get it. It's hard to understand.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So you can't step over that line.
Why?
Well, you just can't. That's just how it is.
So, I mean, it's a nonsensical rule.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's the rule.
Yeah, but there's no logical explanation.
Ugh, I know, but just go with it. There doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason to everything, Michelle.
Okay.
Does this make you think of moving to another culture? Does this, like, when you were living in London, even a culture like England, right, which isn't that different but is different from the US, did you encounter any situations like this where you were supposed to do certain things but it didn't seem to make any sense?
Oh, that's a good question that I can't think of the answer to right now, but you must have something.
I know, I was hoping you would, you know, I would have a little time to think of.
Okay. Yeah. Something that there was no rhyme or reason to. Okay.
For me, maybe something was that I noticed, and I'm not sure if this is, you know, our listeners would be able to reply. You know, send me an email, guys, lindsay@allersenglish.com, and maybe we'll do a bonus. But in Japan, this may not be true still, but I did notice that for my teammates, my Japanese teammates, they, if they were just teachers in the school, they actually had to stay as long as their manager was there. So if their manager had paperwork that was only her paperwork to do until midnight or 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. in some cases, they had to stay until that time.
Even just, if their classes were over and they were done?
Yep. That was my understanding. So, guys, fill us in. Let us know if this kind of thing is still happening. That, to me, feels like no rhyme or reason, you know, whatsoever. And the class is not going to go very well the next day if they've been up till 2 a.m. at the office with the manager.
Yeah, that's a good example. Wow.
But the thing is, in Japanese culture, I'm sure it does have a rhyme and reason, right?
Right, right.
So
right,
that's the key. So crossing cultures, Michelle.
Crossing cultures. I like it. Okay, good example. I can't think of one. Sorry.
Oh, okay. You can come back to us on that.
Yes. Well, let's go through this role play. So you said you can't step over the line, and I'm having a very hard time with these rules. So you said you just can't. That's just how it is.
Yeah, exactly. And then you said, so, I mean, it's a nonsensical rule. Mm-hmm. High level.
Yes, exactly. And then I said, but there's no logical explanation.
No logical explanation. And you're still kind of pushing back, but it doesn't make sense. There's no explanation. Yeah. And then I'm saying, look, there doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason to everything, Michelle. Just go with it, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's different than saying there's no rhyme or reason, but you just use it in a little bit of a different way.
Yeah, we need to sometimes be able to take these idioms and put them in different places with different grammar. And this is one where you would do that, guys. And then kind of the bonus here, go with it, right? I'm not sure if we taught that one earlier, but that's a great one to take away as a bonus.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, just go with it. And what did you mean by that?
I meant just accept it. Just follow the rules, right? Yep.
Yeah, it's like, all right, just, it's a game, like.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes there is a wisdom to that, as long as no one's getting hurt, right? That, you know, you're in another culture, maybe, or you're in a place where other people are doing this, then, you know, maybe you just go along with it if no one's getting hurt or if there's no harm being done, right?
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh. So, Lindsay, what do you think the takeaway for today is?
Oh boy, the takeaway for today, you know, ask yourself, are you someone who really gets bothered when things don't make any sense? And I think in the case of going to a new culture, it's better just to observe and maybe just follow the culture, you know, as out of respect for who you're working with or where you're living. But you could always ask people questions. Hey, where did this come from? Did this come from a historical event that I'm not aware of? Did this come from like a structure in society that I'm not aware of? Right? That's the interesting part. Ask why.
Yeah, that's cool. And then you can gain some knowledge, and that's good stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, yeah, good stuff. Anything else, Michelle, that you want our listeners to remember today?
Guys, use these expressions when something doesn't make sense to you, but don't get too frustrated if there's no reason to be.
Yeah, and hopefully Dan will tone down his questions, Michelle. We're hoping for that for you.
Yes, so I can relax my mind more. I'm tired.
No more questions, Dan. No more.
No more. All
right. That's hilarious. I love it. All right, Michelle, I'll see you in the next one. Have a good one. Bye. Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.